Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine, coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis. Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
That's
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at Emmy Glenn's underscore author.
M-E-G-L-I-N-Z underscore author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brooke and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about LitSis itself, you can find information about LitSis at LitSis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, LitSis nerds.
Yes. Happy Friday, LitSis nerds. We had a bit of technical difficulties getting this episode together. So we have a kind of a limited time frame because we had like a good hour to get this done and it's dropped in half because of our So enough of some banter. We are going to go right into it. Haley, would you like to tell everybody what our episode is about today if for some reason people didn't read the title?
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about our reviews of Zero Days by Ruth Ware, like our thoughts, our ratings, you know, just in general, anything Zero Days by Ruth Ware. Yep. Usually when it comes to episodes like this, we try to give a little bit of a synopsis. We'll give our ratings and try to do non-spoilery. And then if we feel the need to go into a spoiler, then we always will let you know when we're doing that. So if you want to read this book and you don't want anything ruined for you, you can fast forward to the part that we say like, and we're back, or, you know, whatever ends up happening.
And I'll try and put the timestamps in the description as well for those of you who don't want the spoiler section.
Yes, because I feel like this book in particular has maybe like one or two spoilers that we could potentially talk about. But I feel like overall, we'd probably be able to do a good job of talking about this without,
you know, I was thinking that too. I don't think there's anything that's so that we'd have to discuss.
Exactly.
Okay, so going first into it, Zero Days, I'll give a little description, not from the Goodreads, I'll just go off the top of my head, but apparently this is a real career, didn't know this, but the main character, Jack, and her husband, what is his name?
Gabe
are pen testers. This is a real thing, short for penetration tester, and they are people who test the security systems of different like businesses and things like that. So her husband Gabe does like the like kind of hacky things from a technical standpoint, and Jack is the one that she goes and actually tries to break in. So it feels like, especially the very beginning, it's like them doing a pen test. It's very like Oceans, like esque, trying to break in somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I said that in my review. I was like, this feels like a heist, like espionage, like something very like. Yeah, and I was like, wow, I'm really surprised that Maddie is enjoying this because she usually does not like stuff like this, and I am like loving it.
Yeah, I normally don't, and I will say that first chapter was definitely rough for me to get through, but it wasn't rough for long for me because very soon Jack gets home from that pen test that doesn't quite go as expected, and when she comes home to the shock of her life, which is her husband Gabe dead, slashed at the throat in his office.
Okay, and I had no clue that was going to happen. I know really do a horrible job of reading synopses nowadays. I'm just like, let's go, I'm here for it. And then I was like, wait, what?
I know.
Totally by surprise.
I read the synopsis, so I did know it was coming. But it is still definitely shocking, 100%. And so very quickly, Jack is like brought into police to kind of talk about everything, what she witnessed. And then very quickly, her sister is like, hey, I think they're going to start suspecting you. And she's like, no, there's no way. And her sister's like, I think you need a lawyer. Like, her husband's a lawyer. She's like, I think you need a lawyer. And Jack's like, I think I'll be fine. And she goes back in for questioning another day and realizes, holy crap, she is 100% being considered the prime suspect, and realizes that she has got to get away. And so what starts with a kind of dramatic, like Ocean's 11 kind of thing, turns into she is on the lam running for her life to try and make sure she can figure out who killed her husband before she is put behind bars. So good.
Yeah, it's super interesting. And honestly, like, it's so cool to be able to see how she uses like her career to be able to like sneak in and out of things and be kind of what's it called when you're kind of like just being sneaky? Like, I think it starts with like a C. Anyway, you're just being sneaky. Like when you're just like sneaking around and like covered up, like you're like using covers, you know, and like you have certain, like, I have to change my hair and now I have to wear a different sweatshirt and all these things like that. Just trying to be really conspicuous, maybe. Yes. I just really enjoyed that because I, again, love books like that, or like movies like that. I don't know if I've read a book like this. And yeah, I'm just like, man, I am here for this, Ruth. Like, this, she like took me such surprise. And the funny thing is, and like sad thing, but also funny, I saw people online being like, I DNF'd this book because I was not, I was not feeling it. This does not feel like a Ruth Ware book, like blah, blah, blah. Like, where's the Mrs. Westaway type book of, you know, from Ruth Ware? It's just not what I was expecting. And I'm like, this is awesome for her. I feel like this is like a really great addition to her, like, just her whole collection and her books, because it just brings about a different side to how she can tell a story. But it also did still feel like her writing. Like, it still felt like it was a Ruth Ware book, but she was tapping into something new. And that made me so excited. I very much enjoyed it.
Yes, I 100% agree. I'm very surprised. I actually haven't really looked at many of the reviews, so I'm really surprised to hear that people weren't like 100% a fan. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know.
So dumb.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Anyway,
so the whole time that she is, I was just gonna say, the whole time that she is doing like this running away, she's trying to figure out like who actually killed Gabe and what happened. Mm-hmm. And so she has her sister that she turns to, but she also has a friend, Gabe's best friend, who also does like computer stuff, because Gabe was like the coder person and was kind of crack into things. And her husband's best friend, Cole, also does like techie stuff like that with like apps or something like that. And so she's like, I need to tell him that he died. Like, before any of this happened, like, I need to tell people. I don't know how to do this, but I need to tell him. And then I need to tell like my parents and his parents. And she's like trying to think of all these things, like, oh my gosh, like, I never thought I would be in this situation, especially, you know, this young and all this stuff. And so he's like, if you need anything, please let me know. And so when she runs away from the cops, you know, and is like using her like special skills to be able to like sneak away and like get out of the jail without being noticed, she finds him and is like, okay, so I know you said you'd help me. I need your help. Like, please come help me. And so he gets all this technical stuff and trying to help her out and tries to get her hiding spots and stuff like that. But it's just, I almost described it in my rating and my review on brookandbinding.com. But I almost said like it's kind of like a cat and mouse, but it's not necessarily like cat and mouse. It is a little bit of like the police are trying to always find her. She's always like looking behind her shoulder, like, are they coming after her? Like, next thing you know, her face is plastered everywhere and stuff like that. And it's just so interesting, because I also mentioned in my review that something happens while she's on the run that starts to affect her ability to continue on with the same like force and like intensity that she had at the get-go. And that like starts to add up, like it like progresses more and more, like this thing that has happened to her while she's on the run, that it's like, oh my gosh, like, how is this gonna end? Like, I'm like getting towards the end, I'm like, what is gonna happen here? Like, I can't even see how this is gonna resolve. And that was so interesting to me, because there have definitely been times that I've read a book where like the main character is, you know, struggling with something or they get captured or, you know, things like that. It's like, how is this going to be a happy ending? But I don't know if I've had, like, gave me the same feeling or this same type of, like, of derailment, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that, like, stood out to me a lot with this book. And it was interesting too, like I was saying, with like the people that she was kind of trying to rely on. She not only had those people, but there were like some random pockets of strangers who were helping her. And I was like, that is so sweet. Like, cause I feel like in a world today where there's so many people that are like so mean, especially online, it's like, everyone seems so mean. It's like, oh wait, there's like real people out there and face to face. Yeah. With like a face to face situation. It's like, are you really going to be mean to this person? Or like, they're literally standing right in front of you. Or are you going to have empathy mm-hmm. and be compassionate and help them? And so that was such mm-hmm. a beautiful little like addition as well, I thought.
Yeah.
So
it's just, I loved that.
It's just so well crafted. Like, there's so many different elements that I really enjoyed.
I think my favorite part of the book was just being inside Jack's brain and just seeing how it worked and just how clever she was. Like, there's this one point where she's on the run and she breaks in somewhere, trying to figure out more information about who could potentially have killed Gabe. And a security alert is raised and they're like, we think we have an intruder, blah, blah, blah. And like the way she got around getting into this building and getting the information she did was so, so clever. But the one part that I really loved was like, there's like security going around or whatever, and she like flips into an empty room, grabs a phone, and starts pretending like she's in a conversation with someone.
She like works there.
Yeah, that she works there, and someone like pokes at their head and they're like, hey, have you seen an intruder? And she's like, no, I haven't seen an intruder. Also, I'm in the middle of a very important business call. And she like goes back to it, and I'm like, oh, so clever. Like, the fact that she just evaded them like that. I loved that little aspect right there. It was so, so good amongst that whole scene, which was amazing.
Yeah, there's a really great balance of just like intensity, but then also, again, like that kindness of strangers or like mm-hmm. comedy and like, wow, I can't believe she pulled that off. Like, it was just so clever. Like, it's just so clever. And that's why mm-hmm. I think I love like the heist movies, like Italian Job or Oceans or things like that, because I love how creative people can be and like how they kind of work around and like find these loopholes and stuff like that. And it's like, they maybe are stealing a ton of money right in front of your face and you have no clue. You know what I mean? Like, they walk out of the casino with all the money and no one knows, like stuff like that. It's like, that is so crazy.
You know what?
I
think the thing is, I like that stuff. I just don't love like violent movies, and those movies always end up being violent as well. Like, they have like
a little bit, but not movement. Some of them are just way more like mental, and I like that a little bit more like strategic,
mostly mental. But I know that I've like watched like Oceans or whatever, and there's always some sort of like shootout or car chase scene or whatever, and I don't like that. So
okay, well then how did you ever watch Marvel?
I suffered through it.
Well, anyway, luckily there wasn't really anything like that in this book, but I do feel like Ruth did a great job of capturing the positive elements, I guess you could say, of those kind of type of movies, but then also adding still like a thriller and suspense.
Yeah, still thriller.
Super, super fun. But I also was intrigued too by like the technology. Like, that's such a nerdy like element to do as well. It totally threw me by took me by surprise, and yeah, again, I feel
very different.
I feel like it's just such another awesome element she can add to like her toolbox, you know, or her tool belt mm-hmm. of like another tool and thing that she's able to do, which is so cool.
And then when you kind of start to figure out like why Gabe died and all those things, it was again like something that like I feel like it could have gone over your head if you're not really into tech stuff, which I'm not. But I felt like Ruth Ware explained it in such a really good way that you could still tell like it was a very, very like techie like explanation. Like the whole thing was still in the tech realm, but she explained it in a way that was easy to understand, which mm-hmm. I really liked. And it was a little bit more, the ending was, in my opinion, a little less satisfying than other books in the past, but it was more mm-hmm. realistic, almost, I would say.
Mm. Okay, I'm intrigued to know what you mean by that. So in our spoiler section, I'd like a little bit more explanation.
Yes, yes. So before we go into our spoiler section, Haley, would you like to share what you rated the book? So we haven't even said that yet.
Yes, so I gave it a 4.5 star. It was almost 5. It genuinely could have been a 5, but the reason I took a half star off was because I did kind of make a pretty big guess early on that I texted you about. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this was going on here. I didn't know how it had all worked out, but I had essentially figured out like one of the main twists. But there were so many other things I did not see coming. So that's why I still gave it a higher rating. But I still kind of had to knock it a little bit because I did guess that element.
That same element that you texted about, I was suspicious on that as well, but I wasn't fully convinced until it was established.
Yeah. Okay, so then what's your rating then? Did you give it a full five?
I gave it four.
Oh.
For a very different reason, I think, than you. So it'll be interesting to talk about it in the spoiler section. So are you feeling ready?
It's related to a spoiler.
It is kind of. It's not really spoilery. It's just like kind of related to like a specific scene. And it's fairly deep in the book that like, I just don't want to say it without
anything away.
It would give something away. So.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready to do spoiler. Let's do it.
All right. We will dive in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So for me, the reason I could not give it, and I don't do half stars, the reason I couldn't give it 5 stars is because I felt like there was one scene that was so incredibly unimportant. And it is the scene where she's like trying to get Gabe's phone. And so she reaches out to the guy that she used to date that's on the police force. And she like the scene makes it read like as if he catches her and he arrests her or whatever, but then you actually find out it's just her sister went to meet him, but then nothing really comes from that. She doesn't get his phone. It just is like this dramatic like red herring that makes you think that she's getting caught, but the scene lasts like 2 pages and then she goes a completely different direction with trying to access Gabe's phone, and that is it.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that. I think it was supposed to be like, hey, this is my only option. I'm going to go for this. So she goes for it. But it's like one of those things where you're watching the movie and then you only see the back of the person, or they've got a hood on or something. And then later you see it's like, oh, that's not their face at all.
But I know, but it was like, just so dumb because it didn't actually end up doing anything.
Yeah, I think because she was like, she says in the book that she's like wanting to scope out the area and see if he actually would give her the phone or the code that she needs to access the phone, or that the code like that she needs from the phone, I guess you could say. But then she's like, I knew I couldn't trust him just after our conversation. So she recruited her sister to kind of stand in for her and kind of wear something similar to what she had been wearing so that she could kind of scope. This is like a very heist element now from like a heist movie. So
it maybe just that's feels why I didn't pointless.
Like it, but it's like, it wasn't pointless because it was like her saying, if he is true to his word and if I can trust him, I'm going to still get the information that I need. But because I know his character, I don't trust him. But I'm going to try anyway because I'm desperate. I'm going to try anything I can because I'm desperate. I really need this code.
But then she still found a different way.
Because it wasn't the easiest way. She had to spend a butt ton of money to be able to get the other one. And she didn't really have easier access to it. So
but also what happens to her sister after he arrests her?
Well, didn't you say that her sister's husband was a lawyer?
Yeah.
So then she just got off. And then the husband was like, you can't arrest her. And then she probably just went home. Like, not a big deal.
I know. I just feel like it felt pointless.
You just wanted more resolve.
Yeah. It felt like a very pointless part of the book for me personally. Okay. Anyway,
so
that is
took a whole star off just for that.
I don't do half stars. And at this point, I'm trying to reserve my 5 stars to the actually like amazing books. And I think it's because I've been in the throes of editing my own book where I was reading that and I would be like, if I was the editor, I would have taken this scene out.
If I was the editor, it
interrupts the flow of the book, in my opinion. I get what you're getting at. I get what you're saying. But for me, it interrupted the flow. And then it's like, you end up getting resolution with the ex-boyfriend eventually. But yeah, it was just a very strange scene. I had to read it twice to really understand what was going on. And then when you flip the page, it just is a new scene.
I feel like there was another scene too. It was at the very end when she confronts Cole, because Cole really is behind everything. Kind of. He's kind of like the middleman. But like when she went into his apartment and they had this whole conversation and stuff like that, Like, I was trying to, like, track with what was happening at, like, that climax area. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And, like, how did she get in? I had to, like, read that nice and slow and try to, like, figure out what was going on and what he was saying. Because when she was on the phone with him, I was like, yes, I got you. I'm tracking it. Makes sense. But then when she was in person with him and he was actually telling what actually happened and how Gabe actually died, I was like, okay, hold on a second. I don't know if I'm fully understanding what's going on here. And so that was like a part for me that I had to kind of like take a minute, but it wasn't something that I didn't see coming because, like I said, I had already guessed that Cole was the bad guy. So I was like, well,
yeah,
I already know this. I'm not gonna like take extra points off because this scene was kind of weird, but like I already knew this. And so that's just like the resolve of he's trying to explain himself. So
what I just did make you take off half a star then?
That I guess that Cole was the one. I didn't see coming though that he was the one who had the police track him and stuff like that, and like get like that he's the one who was trying to get her imprisoned. I thought that was interesting. Didn't see that part coming, but I did feel like that he has something to do with it because there's just a few things that like had set me off and I was like, I think he's involved. Because if they kept saying, like, well, Gabe would have just let a stranger into the house. He wouldn't let a stranger, like, he wouldn't just, like, go back to put your headphones on and go talk.
But a stranger did go in the house. He didn't let a stranger into the house. Well, a stranger did come into the house through the vent.
No, I know. Okay. But I was still thinking to myself, if it was just Cole,
yeah,
he wouldn't think anything of it. He'd let him in. He'd keep doing what he needed to do. He wouldn't feel like he had to have his guard up at all. So yeah, I was that's like, fair. That's the only other explanation besides like a random person coming in. And it was Cole, but just in a different way than I thought. So
yeah, that's true, which really, is kind of a twist.
That's really it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I just felt like it was very akin to the twist in the It Girl that I was slightly disappointed to end up being Cole. Just because I feel like
explain that for a second.
Like the like twist.
Boyfriend or best friend.
It being just like a close, trusted friend.
But the It Girl was like that girl, like the guy that strangled her.
I know, but it was still a close, trusted friend.
Yeah, but that I feel like is right now like what people are doing. They're like,
That is my complaint. Okay. Is I feel like so many thriller authors are just being like, oh, well, I gotta let it be the person that's closest to them because,
Well, that's why you didn't really like the Grady Hendrix, or no, the Riley, right?
Yes, because it's always, like, oh, she has done it like 3 or 4 times where it ends up being like the significant other or like the closest person to that person. And you know what? It is shocking. The first time, but I need something different because at this point I can open a thriller book and if they're gonna follow that, I'm just gonna guess mm-hmm. I'm gonna guess, hey, it's gonna be that person that's super close to the main character, and boom, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be right like 70% of the time now, and I'm done with that. I want it to be, there needs to be a new twist option, which is why I really liked His and Hers was a great twist option.
Yeah, it was so good.
That was so different and so unexpected. And that's what I want. And so I'm getting a little annoyed at that. I still enjoyed the book overall, especially because the twist with Cole was different enough. But I will say, like, I just feel like there was very few characters at all in general. I wanted it to be someone totally random, like her sister's husband or something, like, you know, like I just wanted it to be something like that where, like, you think it's going to be the most predictable person, which is this close person, but it ends up being someone that's like, you know, exists but is in the background and isn't brought forth very much, and then it's, oh my gosh, so much more shocking because I totally forgot this character existed. That's what I want, but not everybody writes what I want, so it's just my own issues. Anyway, that was a slight tangent. I think we can come back.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And we're back. I just finished tangenting. So if you didn't listen to the spoiler section.
I'll just say, sum up your tangent. Mostly just about how you feel like a lot of thriller authors are using similar tropes. Yep. And you're just wanting something new.
I am wanting something new. But overall, I really enjoyed it. Not the worst Ruth Ware, not the best, but still really, really, really super enjoyable. Solid. So easy to read. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not loved. Very strongly liked. So do you have anything more to say about Ruth Ware, Haley, or could we move into a slightly different related topic to last week's episode?
Yes. No, I don't have anything to say on that.
Okay. Also, has she already announced her next book or no? Ruth?
Maybe third, maybe, or second. Okay. Yeah, sorry. I'm not sure.
Did Ruth already announce her next book, or am I thinking of a different author?
Sorry, I missed that.
No, you're fine. I said, I was thinking if Ruth Ware announced her next book, but I don't think she has. Anyway.
No, I don't think so.
Last week, we were talking about how Haley needs to read so many different books that I have recommended to her, and mm-hmm. she told me that she would mm-hmm. read Lessons in Chemistry, which was top on my list, mm-hmm. if I read A History of Wild Places. And let me just say, mm-hmm. I'm on page like 185 of A History of Wild Places right now.
Okay, and what are your thoughts on it? Really quick, tell me.
My thoughts.
You haven't finished.
I haven't finished. My thoughts so far are, it is the chunk of the book is a lot different than I expected it was going to be, but I actually am able to read it faster than the first mm-hmm. little chunk of the book. Mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued to see how things go. And I want to keep reading it, so that's good. And I like the Yay! Writing a lot, so that's been good. I think I just have, depending on how it all plays out, I think I have criticisms of how the book is structured personally, mm-hmm, but it mm-hmm. just depends on how it all comes together in the end.
Yes. I will be intrigued of what you think of the ending. Yeah. So I, as of the recording of this, have not opened Lessons in Chemistry yet, not even read a single word, but that is what I will be reading and hopefully will have, if not finished, a good amount done for, next week's episode, we can talk about it a little bit more and see where mm-hmm. I'm at and if I'm enjoying it as well.
Yes, it should be fun. And hopefully then we can have like a reconvene of what our thoughts are about these books recommended to each other. Yep. So you're currently reading Lessons in Chemistry. I'm currently reading A History of Wild Places. We don't have, I think, any other books in our lineup at the moment where we'll be reviewing them that I can think of.
Really?
Any of our, right?
No, there's a new Alice Feeney.
Oh, the new Alice Feeney that we haven't read. And then I forgot the one we both got from Book of the Month,
Women.
Pretty Young Women. We both have that. So that
Bright
will be
Young up, Women.
Bright Young Women. That yep. will be up on the docket at some point.
Oh yeah. I'm excited.
So I'm excited as well. It should be good. I went to the library as well the other day, got a good couple of books. It should be fun. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis, even though it was slightly rushed so we could get it in for you guys. But I'm looking forward, Haley, to seeing your thoughts on Lessons in Chemistry. And I'm guessing we'll text about it before we record.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. So, and I'm hoping you can start that soon.
Me too.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. Let us know if you have read the newest Ruth Ware and what you think. And thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages. Thank you.